Football is back, and as week two approaches, an old rivalry is reignited. The Florida Gators spend their second week of this season on the road to South Florida. They find themselves in a matchup against in-state rivals, the Miami Hurricanes. This rivalry goes back to 1938 and was played annually until 87. Throughout the series' history, there were many games that had fans on the edge of their seats. Of the last 54 meetings, nearly half have been decided by just a touchdown or less. But the matchup of 1971 is what made the rivalry what it is, a true fight for respect and for the state of Florida. Both teams entered the game with miserable seasons. The Gators' QB John Reeves needed just 343 passing yards to break Jim Plunkett's NCAA career passing record. Reeves said before entering the game, the record was fuel for the fire.
We weren't having a great year. We lost two or three close games by 1 or 2 points. So we go in here, there wasn't much to play for other than really the only thing for our team to shoot for was that national passing record, the national yardage record.
Reeves wasn't the only one disappointed in the season. Florida safety John Clifford said before the game started, emotions ran deep.
It was a matter of frustration. They had beaten us in a very close game in 1970, the year before, at Florida Field. You know, we dropped the ball right near the end of the game for a touchdown and then missed the next 2 point too. And it was a great, hard-fought game, and we did play every year. So I think, you know, Miami and Florida always played every year. It was one of our big-time rivalries.
The Gators held a commanding 45-8 lead well into the fourth quarter. Miami was in possession of the ball and eating up the clock, going for a pointless touchdown. And with Reeves needing just a couple more yards for the record, Florida began to call timeouts. Clifford recalls his team growing anxious.
I think there were a couple of timeouts that we called, and one of the players, I think, might have gone over there and asked the coach, and, you know, he said no, and then, you know, he kind of thought we were just going to, you know, make it look like a professional wrestling match and have our helmets fly off and get run over, but it wasn't the coach's decision to fly on the ground, so it was one of the players that had gone over there and said, let's let him score, and I think he finally gave in to let's let him score, but I don't think he thought we were going to do it in that fashion.
The fashion in which Clifford is talking about is as follows. As Miami snapped the ball, the entire Florida defense, besides John Clifford, dropped to the ground, allowing Miami running back John Hornibrook to score an uncontested 14-yard TD. Reeves watched from the sideline, and his initial response was priceless.
Heck, I didn't know what to think. You know, I really didn't.
Back on the field and back in possession of the ball, Reeves was able to find Carlos Alvarez for a 15-yard gain and break the record. To this day, nearly 42 years later, fans of college football look back on that game as the Florida flop. On Saturday, Florida will play the Hurricanes for the first time in 5 years. What some considered the biggest rivalry in the Sunshine State may end with this September 7th game. Clifford reflects on the spirit of the rivalry and thinks the current Gator players respect all that it once was.
I think even though we haven't played them in several years, I think the players still understand that it's a Florida thing, and they'll get pretty fired up for it.
However disappointing it may be, it is not surprising that the series is coming to an end, with the SEC's schedule possibly expanding to 9 conference games in an annual series against Florida State. It makes sense Florida wouldn't want to carry out another series with a power conference team. Maybe this final matchup between the Gators and the Hurricanes will be remembered and talked about as much as the Florida flop. For ESPN 850 WRUF, I'm Chelsea Gates.